Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting second. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hawk Taylor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike White. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman takes first base on ball four. McMillan moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Casco fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a pop-up off the glove of Fox, and into shallow right field. Cannell reaches second base with a double. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lillis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco strikes out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wynn bunts towards first. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-1 in the game. Bond strikes out. There goes Wynn. The throw from Taylor to McMillan, and Wynn is out. Two outs. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lillis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lillis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Altman bunts towards third. Lillis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lillis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 2 in the game. Bond hits a fly ball to center field. Cannell throws towards the plate. Taylor fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Taylor. Wynn goes all the way around to score. Bond moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Astros. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Smith pinch runs for Hawk Taylor. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Smith steals second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Al Jackson. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jesse Gonder now catching. Bill Wakefield now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 2 in the game. Casco is hit by the pitch. Bateman moves to second. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown bunts towards the mound. Wakefield fields it and throws to third for the out. Casco moves to second. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Casco moves to third. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cannell moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. Cannell moves to third. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wynn. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Cannell scores. Altman goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hickman is walked intentionally. Bill Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lillis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wynn is hit by the pitch. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bond bunts towards the mound. Wakefield fields it and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to second. One out. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Wynn moves to third. Two outs. Al Spangler pinch hits for John Bateman. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote now catching. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lillis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bond. Gonder reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brown, and towards Fox, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Casco hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte pinch hits for Hal Brown. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearnerth fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.